judgments ourselves, and often we cannot judge the quality of the advice we receive. The Nobel laureate Kenneth Arrow wrote about the medical profession, "The value of information is frequently not known in any meaningful sense to the buyer. If indeed he knew enough to measure the value of information, he would know the information itself. But information, in the form of skilled care, is precisely what is being bought from most physicians, and indeed from most professionals." It is true, of course, that most non-professional providers of goods and services also have knowledge that we don't. We cannot, for instance, manufacture a computer or operate a train service. Nevertheless, we can judge whether or not our demand has been met. We know what to expect from our computer, and we know if our train is delayed. The difference is that we might act on a lawyer's advice and not know its quality even after the case has been completed. Perhaps she gave us good advice, but the case was lost, or vice versa. The outcome might have been more or less favorable had her advice been different. We are in no position to know, because the professional is the expert and we are not. There is an asymmetry of knowledge. In some cases, the knowledge asymmetry is relatively transient. A taxi driver in a foreign town provides us with a service using his knowledge of the local geography. Once we arrive at our destination, however, we can ask a local whether the driver